to the doghouse. Marco Bezzecchi this weekend showed why Jorge Martin should just go to World Superbike and be done with it. Would you guys not agree?
Everyone else is going to World Superbike next year.
But shouldn't he do that? Shouldn't he just give it up? Because he can no longer say that that bike was not fast and that was the problem. No. It was him. And he doesn't admit it.
It's right? Like Bagnaia. It's not the bike, it's him.
I'm sure it is Bagnaia. Well, Bagnaia got married. I mean, he's been downhill ever since.
You know, that's valid, right? You get married.
It's at least 6 miles an hour in top speed, and in corner speed, it's probably more than that because you're usually on the ground. Oh, and you know something? There was a record broke this weekend, and I guess you could say it's a because it was another record that had been set by the same team earlier. But Joanne Mir, 17 out of 21 races DNF.
That's impressive.
I knew it was a lot, but I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, that's but actually impressive. Now, it's now 18.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So he broke his own record in 1 week. And that was his record, the prior one. But it goes back. I mean, it goes all the way back to, I think Marquez had 12 DNFs or something 1 year on the Honda.
I know the Honda's improved, but is still trying to kill people.
No, it's not trying to kill Zarco. I mean, Zarco's had some DNFs this season, but nothing like that. I mean, Zarco's riding it slow.
He's not riding it fast. He's
faster than anybody else on the Honda team. Think about it is if you're on your back, it doesn't really matter how fast you are, right?
Zarco has nothing to live for. He's French.
Yeah.
There goes our last French listener.
He's French. Oh,
they'll be back. What else do they have to do?
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is like, I would say to Jorge Martin, it's like, just hang it up. I mean, if you can't, that bike is clearly fast enough to win some races at some tracks, right? I don't think it's not at the point where it could be a championship competitor, but it is proven that it can be the fastest bike on the grid for some races. And all Jorge Martin proved was he could on that bike.
I mean, he's probably still recovering from the championship hangover.
Well, he may be, but they're talking about him coming back for the final race.
He's claimed he's 100% healthy again. So
yeah, he claimed that before. I didn't understand why he didn't come back for this weekend.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, right. Oh.
People are like, you good? Yeah, no, I feel fine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So don't pay any attention to that bone sticking out of my shoulder. I watched that race and I kept thinking, this is like really pitiful. It's like, that's got to be a real bitter pill for him to take. And I think the difference is, and we've talked about this many times over the years on the show, is that some riders can adjust to the bike. The prototypical guy was Casey Stoner, took a bike that was impossible to win off of, won a championship. You know, I think Mark Marquez is one of those guys that can adapt to a bike very quickly. I think Bezzecchi is one of those guys that can adapt to a bike and be fast on any bike. And there's some people like Bagnaia and Jorge Martin that bike's got to be perfect for them or they are not competitive.
Yeah, that seems to be the case more often than not.
I mean, but that seems to be the case in all of racing.
I think that's the case in all racing, but it's not the case for all riders or drivers.
Right. I mean, yeah. there are freaks who can be fast on anything.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a very limited skill. I think it's right? Yes, exactly. It's a very limited skill, and clearly Bezzecchi has shown that he was able to make the adjustment to that bike and be fast. And really, I mean, at close to the end of the season, Raul Fernandez started to show, you know, bits and pieces of that until he decided to tear himself up during practice. But, I mean, Raul Fernandez started to make that step, right? They didn't do anything to the bike. They didn't do anything to make that bike faster this whole season. They really didn't. It was all a matter of which tracks they were on, whether they hit the setup right, and whether or not the rider could make the adjustments he needed to be fast. And yeah. Bezzecchi has been able to do it, what, 4 times this season?
And going back to Martin for a second, right?
Yeah.
Last year, he was fast on a Ducati.
Yeah.
Now he's on an Aprilia. Yep. Not the same bike. It doesn't, You know, we're saying, oh, he's washed up and the bike's good, but maybe he's not suitable for the kind of way you have to ride that bike.
He might not be, but the problem is going. The problem is going to be is if you go look at the guys that over the many years were able to adapt to multiple different manufactured bikes and be successful, right? There's a handful of them. There's just a handful of them. And Jorge Martin's not one of them.
Yeah,
he's just not one of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not.
I can count that on my hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree. But the problem is that he's not going anywhere. And, you know, the big wild card that, you know, we're going to be talking about all next season is 2027. What's it going to look like with the 880s? Who's going to be fast? You know, is Ducati's advantage go away completely? Although I have seen, some significant changes this season in some of the other manufacturers that are making them so that it's not a hands-down Ducati thing, unless it's Marc Marquez. Without Marc Marquez there, you can see how far the other manufacturers have come.
Yeah, I see him just stepping right back to where he was because it's
maybe
still a motorcycle.
Maybe Ducati's had some years where they step back. I don't think the 2025 bike is as good as the 2024 bike. Look at the DG Antonio has the 2025 bike and has had very, very limited success. Then you look at Alex Marquez, who's had an incredible successfully season on the 2024, basically running his exact setups from last year, but that was a better bike. It was a step up from 23 to 24. 24 to 25 has not been, and it's killing Bagnaia because he can't adjust to it.
Yeah. And I think that's just, unfortunately, that's just racing.
It is racing. It is racing. But nobody told him to go to Aprilia. He took that chance, right?
Right. But
that's what he wanted to do.
Well, no. They kind of told him to go to Aprilia.
No,
they
I told were him offering to get, no, his job no, to
Marquez
no,
no, before no. his contract was up.
No. Okay, but he had another opportunity.
He had another opportunity
to go to Ducati and chose not to. Okay.
Yeah, he went factory instead of satellite.
Exactly. He wanted to be factory.
Which is
But he wasn't factory thing. Last year. He won a championship, not as a factory rider.
I understand, and you're not a factory rider, and you know damn well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, we got to go back 25 years to find the last guy who didn't win on a factory team.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Years? Is it even 25 years and not longer?
Well, kind of. Rossi won his first championship on a factory supported, but I don't think it was a factory team.
That's not right? It's either factory or it's not factory, right? Yeah. Even if factory supported. LCR LCR is factory supported.
But you know what I'm saying? And that was what, 2000?
Maybe 98.
Yeah. So you're talking, you know, like, hey, I can get on another, you know, satellite team, or I can, my chances of winning on a factory team are way better. There's been way more than two manufacturers win championships in the last 25 years, but there's only been two people on satellite teams won.
But Phil.
Right? Odds?
But Phil, he won a championship on a satellite Ducati.
I understand that.
Yeah, it wasn't very long ago.
Twice.
I get that. It's only happened twice. I get that. But he has also just done it. Well, let's put it this way. Do you not think, you know, injuries and everything aside, of course, we don't know, that he wouldn't have been much better off on the Gresini Ducati?
Yes,
or VR46, which is where the other offer was.
Right. I don't know. Right. Yeah. Like you can see. No, yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Do you not think he would have been more successful, let's put it that way, on a Ducati than he is on the Aprilia?
Yes, I do. I think I think if he would went to Gresini, he would have got Marquez's bike, and that bike was strong enough to, it was in the top three all season.
Arguably, it's a better bike than what they're riding 25, right? Yeah,
okay.
Anything you do is a crapshoot.
There's a lot more racing than the brand on the side of the bike.
Yeah, but there is something to be said for having proven that you can win on a given bike. He didn't have that with Aprilia. When he went to Aprilia,
I understand
what did we all say when he went to Aprilia?
It was a mistake.
He's now going to be an asterisk, right? He's going to be one of those one-time wonders. That's what's going to happen.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would have won a championship on the satellite Ducati again.
Well, he wouldn't have because of injuries. Right. We'll never know. We'll never know.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll never know.
If I will tell you this right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be alive long enough to see the next guy who wins two championships on satellite teams.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to predict the future. But
years in
you can't predict the future.
Jorge ain't going to be racing in 25 years.
You can't
years.
Predict the future based on the past. If Mark Marquez had gotten injured four races earlier, the championship would have gone to Alex Marquez.
Mm-hmm. Which would have been another
satellite team. Yep. So, I mean, you know,
I wouldn't be wearing my earmuffs like a dork half off my face if I didn't have ear surgery. That doesn't mean shit.
Right? Nothing means shit.
I think
nothing
in 2 years.
Nothing means shit when you're predicting the future, Phil.
Right.
Wait a minute. Well, let me put it this way. How well do the three of us predict the future?
I'm pretty good at it. No. I knew I was going to be in pain this week, and I wasn't wrong.
Well, I was specifically relating to motorcycle racing, but that's okay.
Not very good. I'll bust out the book of no accountability. We're terrible.
It's like there's a reason we have a book of no accountability.
the literal truth of the matter book.
Is everybody yeah, is. Here's what I'm going to say. Yeah. I think 2027.
Yeah, that's the big wild card year,
right?
Yes,
is the next best chance for a satellite team to win a MotoGP championship. And then after that, I think it's going to be 20 years again. I'll put that in the book of no accountability.
Well, I'll give you something I'll give you something to put in the book of no accountability. Right. And I'll just say this. And there is one clause in this prediction. The clause is if Mark Marquez is unable to run a full season next year, that Alex Marquez will win on a satellite bike next season.
Ooh, that's actually not a bad prediction. Ducati.
Yep.
What if Alex Marquez is on the other factory Ducati?
Well, that means they let Bagnaia go in the middle of his contract. I don't see that happening.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Listen. MotoGP's rule books, like every other racing's rule book, the last thing is though is we can change the rules whenever we want, and when Ducati's like, we're half your field, you're going to let this change, they're going to say, well, we're going to pull all our teams. They're going to say, okay. Just like I remember, Marquez will never get a rookie ride on a factory bike. Honda was like, we spend the most money. We want him to go on a factory bike in his rookie year. Okay.
Yeah, that was pre-Dorna, right? Anyway.
So don't say, oh, they won't break the contract. That's crap. They'll break the contract in a heartbeat. MotoGP and Dorna don't care.
Add that to the book of no accountability. Yeah, Bagnaia will not be racing for Ducati next year.
That's already in there.
Oh, okay. It is?
Yeah. We had
well, then be doubly unaccountable.
Yeah, put a check mark beside it.
If you're doubly unaccountable, does that mean... I got a question. I need a ruling here. If you're doubly unaccountable, does that technically mean you're accountable?
No. Yes. You are completely talking out of your ass.
He's not going anywhere.
No.
There will be such lawsuits from Pedro Acosta and them. There's no way because it was Pedro Acosta they squelched. Uh-huh. Said, nope, we're not letting anybody who's under contract switch teams. If they go and change that now, they're going to have a landslide of problems. So that ain't going to happen.
I don't know.
Well, and I don't think I think Bagnaia will race with Ducati next season, and that will be it. And then he'll be in Moto America.
No. He will not come to Moto America. He'll go to World Superbike. You know, just like Albert Arenas is going to.
You're giving him more credit than I am. Clearly,
just like Olivero is going to World Superbike. Just like Bologa, who scored his first point.
Moto.
Yes.
Is Moto going America to stay in doesn't Royce. Race anywhere near a good enough Italian restaurant for Bagnaia to come to Moto America.
I don't know. Pittsburgh. No.
They don't race there no more. Pittsburgh's closed.
That's true. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't think of any good Italian jokes here.
I don't know, but I will tell you that if you want to drop down from MotoGP to Moto America, don't do it after you've had three consecutive bad seasons. That's just probably not going to get you a decent ride.
Well, you did, but you can't say he's had three consecutive bad seasons.
Kidding me?
He's had two top fives and a number one in the last 3 years.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. I mean God, who wouldn't want to
last 4 years?
Who wouldn't want to sign him?
Is there another MotoGP champion in Moto America?
I said last 3 years.
Okay. He's got a championship in third, I think.
Yeah.
You'll have a fourth or a fifth this year.
Let's name all the current former riding Moto America guys that have our former world champion MotoGP rider. None of them are MotoGP riders. None of them have a MotoGP championship.
Show me one in World Superbike that's a former MotoGP champion. They don't go down when they're champions, they retire.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Chad Reed has broken that rule.
Chad Reed?
Yeah, right.
Riding MotoGP?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I think the culture has changed. It used to be like you're a champ, you suck, retire. Now it's like you're a champ, you suck, but some dumb team will give them a ride somewhere.
Well, I mean, just look at the history of MotoGP. Okay, how many champions have moved down into World Superbike?
All of them.
None of them.
Nicky Hayden.
I know.
Nicky Hayden. Nicky Hayden?
He's the only one.
All right. I mean, I'm just not even thinking about it. I'm just thinking Americans.
Okay, but Nicky Hayden's the only one that's done that.
All right, maybe. I'd have to look now.
I'm telling you, that's not there's not going to be another one. Maybe if you go back 35 years or so, maybe. You know, when they were more equitable at the talent level, but they're not. And World Superbikes he's not quite old enough for World Superbike.
You don't think that is true?
Yeah.
So who else is going to World Superbike next year? I mean,
everybody in Moto 2 should. They need to clean the slate. And put all new riders on those bikes because they suck.
Gonzalez,
they couldn't be
all
right if you erased their left side.
What is your deal?
What is my deal?
No, what is Gonzalez's deal?
What is any of their deal?
No, Gonzalez is the only one I think. I can think right now it's like completely blew, a championship.
Huge lead. All he had to do is finish on the podium for the rest of the season, and he would have been fine.
And he turned down was a smart move. He turned down a satellite GP ride, right? And because he thought he would have more leverage after he won the championship. Well, I guess that leverage sort of evaporated.
There is no leverage now.
That was a dumb move.
In retrospect, it was a dumb move.
That was a smart move. No, that was stupidity.
No, at the time, it seemed like a smart move. He was way ahead in the championship, and he was actually right. Going to a satellite team is generally an end of a career for people.
But you just wanted Martin to do it.
I want Mike Martin's and he's done.
It's a career ender. Make up your damn mind.
No, Martin went to. The problem isn't the team
Mind.
The problem is Martin.
Either a satellite team can win a championship.
Satellite
team is a career killer.
Welcome to Phil's Doghouse. You gonna let me talk?
No, he's not.
Okay. The problem was Martin couldn't adjust to the Aprilia. Doesn't matter if you're on a factory team or not. If you can't ride the bike,
but he wasn't getting offered a Ducati factory ride.
I think he would have been better off on a factory on a satellite Ducati than on the Aprilia.
But you said that's a career killer.
It's a career killer in general, Phil.
Okay. There are the exceptions.
If his career
there are the exceptions.
Well, name one.
What's it matter? Take the money and run.
Name one.
What happened to Ken that used to say, take the money and run?
Oh, I can't. Take the money and run. I get that, but I don't know. Do you know what he got when he went to Aprilia? Because
I have no idea. But it sounded like
they kept it quiet. Kept it quiet. Well, if it's a factory team, it should be more. But how much more? Is it worth?
Doesn't matter.
Is it worth not winning?
the Ken I know would have walked 2 miles to a Five Guys for a penny off a hamburger. Well,
think about this now. Do you think Mark Marquez would have gone from Repsol Honda to Aprilia from factory to factory? No, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't have done it.
He would have if the money was right.
No, he wouldn't.
No.
No.
Marquez is an exception.
He took a satellite
that.
Ride because he wanted to be on the fastest bike on the grid.
He took a we all know he took a financial loss.
Huge.
But he's an exception to that rule because he has the skill set that he's going to
use. Yeah, he kind of is. And he also knew he wasn't going to be a Grassini long term.
He's an 8-time or 7-time or 4-time. I don't know how they count things anymore. He's a something multiple time champion.
Yes.
He's making money no matter what. He's selling jerseys no matter where he goes.
Nobody's arguing that. He just took a big salary cut.
The money they make on the factory, on the contract from the team, isn't nowhere near the money they make, all the sponsorships. And those are going with them no matter where he went.
I think that probably Fabio Quartararo and Mark Marquez would disagree with that because Mark Marquez at Repsol Honda would make $20 million a season in salary. Forget about all the other money he made.
Right. And he probably made times four in the other money.
But you don't throw away $20 million, Phil. I know. I'm not everybody as rich as you, Phil.
You do. But you're not throwing it away. I'm just saying, like,
he took the loss so he could have a chance to win.
Him going to Aprilia, he's still going to sell $40 million a year in future.
He's never going to go. Marquez is the exception. He is going to go where he has a chance to win.
That's all he cares
about. It's more important to him than the money.
He doesn't need the money. He's done for the rest of his life. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he went where he can win.
If Mark Marquez went to Moto America, he'd still sell $10 million in t-shirts.
Okay, but that doesn't mean $20 million you throw away.
Does it?
You want me to die on the show?
Would that be a better show
if I died?
Martin was going to make more money in his contract than t-shirt sales.
I think it's causing
pressure. That's why he went where he went.
I think your headset's causing pressure on your brain because you just basically said, yeah, $20 million is nothing. I can afford to throw it away. You didn't really say that, Phil. That is not in the book of no accountability.
That's an interpretation.
I will remind you over and over again that $20 million is nothing.
You forget the circles I used to roll in, Ken.
But you don't anymore.
Okay. I'm just saying it was hard in those circles because it was like $20 million was a Tuesday night.
But you couldn't find it because the undercover was too thick.
It was like being on a safari.
Anyway, inside joke. Yeah, if you're going to chase the money, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm all for that. You know, chase the money if that's what you want, right? But I don't think that any of these decisions can be made without thinking whether it's going to be a positive career move or just a good 1 year or 2 year move, right? I'm sure that Jorge Martin took that deal because the money was better. I'm sure that the money was better with Aprilia.
Oh, I'm sure it was too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think there's any question about
it.
These guys are all arrogant. They're all arrogant. They all think it doesn't matter. I can win with any bike. I'm sure they all think that way. Of course, it's generally proven not to be true. But you know what I'm saying is that you got to have a pretty big ego to race at that level. And I'm sure they all have it. And I'm sure Buliga thought he would finish in the top 10, which would have been one hell of a performance to do that. Yeah,
still he finished 15th. He got a point. That's more points than most people in the world have,
and a lot more points than a lot of people on the grid have, actually. A third of the grid has 0 points, so,
and we'll never score one.
I'm gonna just reiterate that I remember at the end of the season about a decade and a half ago, Josh Hayes went over on a depleted grid and got a 7th. So I'm not impressed with Buliga at all. Your 15th sucks.
Yeah, well, but yeah, his sucks. But
Josh Hayes went
over there, none of the top five were racing. None of them. Yeah.
Josh Hayes got a 7.
Yeah, a 7th, but the first top five were all gone.
Doesn't matter.
So he really didn't even get a top 10. If
last year's champ, the current champ, aren't running two out of top five are all.
Yeah.
Bagnaia isn't running. I mean, he kind of is. You have another guy that punts every race.
The two guys, the two of the three guys that were in the championship hunt last season have not been in the hunt this season at all.
Right. But I'm just saying his 15th, to me, his 15th is a here. That is like lesson one on why you're in World Superbike.
That you only scored 1 point?
That he got a 15th. There was only 18 bikes on the grid. He was fourth from last. Hell, he would only beat me by 3 spots.
No, Phil, you would have DNF'd.
I'm fat and old.
You would have DNF'd.
I'd have rode around slow. They'd have had 10 laps.
You'd have got black flag for going too slow.
Oh, yeah, like twice. Yeah. By the time I got back to the pits of black flag, the race would be over and I'd finish. But I'm just saying, he beat me by 3 spots. Who cares?
Well, it doesn't really matter what we think, does it?
It should.
But it doesn't.
I can't argue that, Phil. It should.
Anyways, I don't know.
Well, there was another race this weekend, since we probably only have a few minutes left.
We got like 4 minutes, 3 minutes.
Well, this won't take up the whole 4 minutes. World Supercross, Ken Roczen won the first race. Hagen Deegan finished third on the 450, which was, pretty nice. I mean, he's first time racing on the 450, and he pulls an overall third.
Yeah, Hagen Deegan was second loser.
And then in the 250s, Max Ansi finished first, Michael Reth followed by Cody Shock.
I'm glad you got that news item, and that's sure to bring our numbers up tremendously. Ooh, we didn't mention that.
I don't know what I would have done since I ignored that news all weekend anyways.
Well, now you don't have to.
We did mention that Gonzalez did, he basically basically screwed the pooch this weekend. And Marrero.
I have news I'd like to announce, just because we're saying stuff that's pointless. Mm-hmm. Johnny Frey has signed with Honda to be their test rider. Yay, return to where he started.
Yeah.
He was slow on the Honda. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why he did that. The best he could get was to be a guy that may get a wild card or two during the season next year, right? You don't think he could have got a better test ride position than that, or maybe nobody cares anymore because he's 70 years old now.
He's 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been relevant since, I don't know.
Since he got off the Kawasaki. Well, since he got off the Kawasaki.
Six years?
No, it's only been like two.
Reed, I'm sorry, Johnny Ray expecting.
It's like 2 years or so.
I don't know.
That he's out of the championship? They left Kawasaki?
I thought it was five. I don't get that whole thing. You don't need the money. He clearly doesn't need the money. So the question is why?
You don't understand money.
Don't tell me
I don't understand money.
No, it gives him free vacations. Hey, hon, we're going up to Japan to race the bike. Hey, hon, we're going to Qatar
Did you see the interview with him? Did you see the interview with him when he announced his retirement?
No.
He said the reason he was retiring was the sport was not as much fun anymore, and he wanted to spend more time with his kids and his, family thing.
And
he's going to be a test. He's going to be a test rider.
Break over the summer and was like,
"Here's some money.
I got to get out of here.
Here's some money."
Test riding's way different. You go there on a Monday.
It's okay, kids. Daddy will come home when the money disappears.
Yeah. Who needs a mentor? This has been the podcast here on ntnradio.com.
We will not be picked up by American Family Network.
Or Australian Family Network, or wherever Johnny Ray's from.
Ireland. Whatever. Jesus Christ. We've only been watching him for 30 years.
New Zealand. I don't know. Anyways. We'll be back next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Maybe Warren will have some more exciting news.
Well, the finale of World of MotoGP. That's this weekend.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, right. What are we going to talk about?
Whoopsie. We'll find out who finishes third.
We'll see. We'll see where Jorge Martin comes in.
If he comes in.
If he comes in, right.
We'll be back next week.